Okay, I'd like you to find a quiet, comfortable place to sit or lay down. I want you to get yourself nice and comfortable. And then close your eyes down. And as you close your eyes down, I want you to take a nice deep breath in. And then slowly let it out. And another few deep breaths in, filling your lungs completely. And then breathing out slowly. Letting all the tension just melt away. Breathing in and out. Feeling your body start to relax. Now, let's focus on your toes. Imagine them becoming very relaxed. As if they're sinking into a warm, soft pillow. And feel this relaxation move up from your toes to your feet. And then to your ankles. And then your lower legs. Every breath you take just helps this feeling of relaxation move higher to reach your knees, your thighs and your hips. And just notice how comfortable your legs feel now. As you let this wave of relaxation continue to move up into your tummy, into your lower back, with each breath just feeling your muscles loosening and letting go of any tension. Let this calm feeling rise up to your chest, up to your shoulders, and then down each one of your arms, past your elbows, your wrists, right down to the fingertips. And this relaxation just continuing to move upwards now, up your neck, up into your face, and finally right up to the top of your head. Your entire body just deeply relaxed and calm. And in this state of calm, comfortable relaxation, your mind can become open, your imagination ready to receive positive ideas. Ideas that will help you to change bad habits and to become more aware of your body. You're becoming more aware of your body and its needs now. Every day, you can be more and more in tune with your own body. Noticing sensations. Noticing feelings. Noticing when you're hungry. Noticing when you're tired. Noticing when you need to go to the bathroom. And when you notice that, you take immediate action. You understand, as a growing boy now, that it's important to take care of your body. It's not your parents' responsibility, it's your responsibility to take care of your body. And you can begin to feel proud when you do the right thing. When you're sitting in front of your computer or your tablet, whatever you've got there, you remain aware of just how your body feels. You don't get lost in the screen. You still remain aware of how your body feels. You still notice any signs that you need to go to the bathroom. And you immediately take a screen break to go to the bathroom when you need to, because that's the grown-up thing to do. And you are not a child anymore. You're not a young child that needs to be wearing nappies. You're not a young child that needs to have his bum wiped all the time. You understand now that growing up means taking care of your body. It's a part of being responsible and mature. So from now on, you can actually enjoy taking mini breaks away from that screen. Even if it's every hour or every half hour, just breaks for a few minutes. Because they'll help you to stay healthy and focused, and each time that timer goes off, you'll feel happy to stand up and stretch, and to take a moment to check in with your body. And you go to the bathroom during these breaks. And even if you don't feel the urge right away, you still go to make sure that you're taking good care of yourself. You might sit there for a minute or two just to make sure. And you can be confident and proud of yourself for now being responsible. Every day you can become more and more aware of your body and its signals. You know that taking these small steps will help you to feel better and more comfortable. You can begin to enjoy the feeling of being clean and taking care of your personal hygiene now. Now let's take a moment to reinforce these positive changes. I want you to imagine yourself in the future, feeling proud, feeling really happy. That's because you've taken control of those bad habits. You notice now when you need to go to the bathroom, and you take action right away. And you enjoy these breaks away from the screen, because you're using them to take care of yourself. Every day you're becoming more and more aware of your body's needs. You are responsible, not mum and dad. You are responsible, and you can feel confident and in control now. Feeling good about yourself, being responsible, your ability to make positive changes. You're growing up. And as you continue to relax, take a moment. Take a moment to think about the choices we make and their effects in our lives. Every choice that we make has a consequence. Every choice that we make has a result. And it's important to understand what might happen if we continue to make certain choices. I'd like you to imagine a time now, a time when you're at school. You're sitting somewhere with your friends, or maybe just at home with your family. But I want you to think about how it would feel if you were suddenly aware that you'd had an accident. You didn't even attempt to make it to the toilet in time. Only this time, your friends notice immediately. They notice the smell. Picture the look on your friends' faces. Look at them noticing the smells. Listen to the whispers. Notice the uncomfortable feeling that you would have because they know it's you. There's no hiding from this. Imagine having to explain to all of your friends or your family why this just happened. How would that make you feel? How might it affect the way that your friends see you? You can't make excuses anymore. Think about being in class, surrounded by other children, and then realizing you've had an accident. You might feel embarrassed, or even ashamed. You wished that you'd taken that break to go off to the bathroom. Imagine the teacher asking you, "What happened?" And all of your classmates, every one of them, looking at you with surprise, or even teasing you. This is not a situation anyone wants to find themselves in. We don't want you to feel this way. We want you to feel confident and proud and in control and surrounded by good friends. And by paying attention to your body and taking regular breaks, like everyone else does. You can avoid these embarrassing and uncomfortable situations because you have the power to make good decisions. Decisions that will help you feel respected by your friends, family, and classmates. Feel the emotions that come when you make a good decision. Imagine yourself taking a break when that timer goes off, heading off to the bathroom, sitting down, and then coming back to your activities, feeling clean, refreshed, and proud afterwards. Whether you'd done anything or not, you went to the bathroom, you sat down, and you tried. And because of this, your friends and family know that you're now responsible. Growing up, becoming more mature, making the right decisions. They respect you because you take care of yourself and you make smart choices. And just think about how wonderful it feels to be in control, to be confident, not having to worry about any accidents or feeling embarrassed with all your friends finding out because of the stink. Instead, you can enjoy your time. You can enjoy your time at school, you can enjoy your time at home, without any fear of what might happen. Because you're free now to focus on having fun and learning and doing activities and spending time with your friends, all because you're more aware of how you feel inside now. You take these moments to have a break and take care of your body. Every time you choose to take a break and go to that bathroom and try to go to the toilet, you are choosing to avoid embarrassment. You are choosing to avoid any of that shame. You're choosing to feel proud instead. Choosing to feel confident and responsible and respected. You're becoming more aware of your body's needs every day. And you know that by taking regular breaks, you can avoid uncomfortable and embarrassing situations. Because you can now feel good about yourself and your ability to make positive decisions. You're proud of the responsible decisions you make, doing the right thing. And you enjoy the respect and the confidence that you feel when you make good decisions. Because from now on, when you make a bad decision, when you decide not to set the timer, when you decide to sneak off to the toilet and not really go, when you decide to lie to your mom and dad just by flushing the chain, pretending you've been, they're all bad decisions. And whenever you make a bad decision now, it's going to feel horrible to you. Really horrible. Because that's what a young, silly child does. They make bad decisions. And you're not a very young, silly child. You're growing up now. Getting bigger, braver, stronger, more confident, getting smarter. So let's reinforce all of these positive changes. Notice how calm and comfortable you are right now. And let these important ideas sink deeply, deeply down in your mind, helping you to choose the positive decisions in life. You're becoming more aware of your body and its needs. Every day you notice more and more whenever your body signals to you that it needs to go to the bathroom. No more sitting there and filling your pants, because you do know when you're doing it. You can feel the poo coming out from your bottom into the pants, and it's a horrible feeling. So let's not pretend that you don't notice it. You now notice when your body tells you it needs to go to the bathroom. So you get up from the screen and you go to the bathroom. because taking care of your body is important, and you can feel proud when you make the right decisions. Taking little breaks away from the screen, and these breaks help you to stay healthy, focused, and in control. Setting that timer to remind you, and when the timer goes off, you feel happy to stand up and stretch those legs and arms and take a moment to check in with your body. Heading off to the bathroom during these breaks, even if you don't feel the urge right away, just to make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Because you're becoming more responsible now. And you know that taking these small steps will help you avoid embarrassing situations. Just imagine yourself at school with your friends or at home with your family. Imagine yourself feeling confident, feeling proud because you've taken control of those bad habits. They don't happen anymore. You don't have to worry about accidents or feeling embarrassed because you can enjoy your time now. And every time you choose to take a break and properly go off to that bathroom, you are choosing to avoid embarrassment. You're choosing to avoid discomfort. You're choosing to do the right thing. And that makes you feel proud. Your friends and family respect you now because you're taking care of yourself, not lying, not avoiding responsibility like you have been doing. You're now responsible and you can feel really good about yourself because of that. You know that by taking regular breaks, you can avoid uncomfortable situations. You're respected by your friends and family now because you're becoming more responsible. Enjoying the feeling of being clean. Going to the toilet, checking those underpants and noticing that they're clean. And you're taking care of your personal hygiene. Feeling confident and proud for making good decisions. And feel the emotions that come with making these good decisions. Just imagine taking that mini break when the timer goes off, going to the bathroom, and then returning back to the activities, feeling clean, refreshed and proud. That's what being responsible is. Every day you are becoming more aware of your body and its signals. Every day you're becoming more responsible and feeling good about being responsible. You're able to make positive changes in life now. And if ever you make a bad decision and are irresponsible, it feels like the most horrible thing in the world to do. And it fills you with shame in that moment. So that's why it's not going to happen again. That's why you're now proud of the responsible decisions you make instead. Notice when you need to go to that bathroom and take action right away. Enjoy the breaks from the screen after setting that timer, taking care of yourself, all the positive changes that you're making. And keep these feelings of confidence, responsibility, and these good feelings, keep them with you as you go about your day, knowing that you're growing up. You're regaining control. And in a moment, I'm simply going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, once again, you'll feel wide, wide awake, refreshed, and ready to continue the day. Keeping these positive changes right there in the front of your mind and always making the right decision now. So let's start with 1, starting to become more aware of your surroundings. 2, feeling a little more awake and refreshed. 3, taking a deep breath in, feeling energy returning to your body. 4, beginning to move your fingers and toes slightly. And 5, opening your eyes fully wide awake and ready to continue the day. Welcome back.